Next speaker will be Marcel Fest. He's talking about the flock of birds. Marcel volunteers for Selfnet EV, and he's bringing the internet to students in Stuttgart. And during working hours, he incorporates proper networking concepts into the cloud-native world to fulfill the basic requirements of Deutsche Telekom's Kubernetes platform, das Schiff. Marcel, you have the stage.
Hi, as you heard, I'm Marcel. I'm here privately, so not for my company. I just was interested in BERT because it just got a new release this year, version 3. So that's why I did. And that's me. I live in Wesel. It's not far away from Essen. I drink coffee and do casual cycling. So I was here yesterday with my bike. Do snowboarding, and I got a new member in my family, got a dog last year. I know I need to click again. Sorry, there's the dog. Let's go on. So first, a little bit of history with me and BERT. So I was born in 1996. BERT was not existing. BERT started a little bit later. So it had its initial commit in 1998, around 1998 in the beginning. And then 2 years later, version 1.0 was released. I was still in preschooling. I took part in kindergarten when the initial commit happened, so I was not in touch with BERT at all. And then I got eDetzien, so I got into schooling. And even BERT still stayed on version 1.0. So nothing happened there. Then during my middle school, there was also not happening much. But then in 2009, around my seventh class started again with releases. And then each year we got a new release, like 1.1, 1.2, 1.3, and 1.4. Still, I was not into BERT. Still schooling, even didn't know what networking is. And then in 2013, I got into upper school, and there was one release, and then I started studying. And there I started at Selfnet EV, and version 1.6 was released, and that was the first version I came in touch with BERT. I think it was 1.6.1, so it was not the initial release, but a bug fix release. And at the end of my study, I even migrated to version 2, which was a huge config migration, as you all know. And then when I started working, there was the final one release in 2019. And now, fast forward to 2025, we have now release 3, and even a very, very huge version 2, which has a lot of support of different features. Now we have these different versions. I already started with version 1. Like version 1 has two processes. One can do IPv4. One does IPv6. There are some RFCs implemented. There are even more. I just put some here. And there are a lot of things added into version 1. But it was still one daemon, one routing protocol, and one neighbor in the BGP stack. I only looked at the BGP stack of BERT. And then in version 2, it changed. We got one event loop, and you can configure both address families there. And it got a huge amount of features, even VPN support, and a huge amount of development happened in version 2. This version was also the one I implemented most of the time when I used it, and the huge improvement was RPKI. I think there were a lot of talks around that in the last years. And then we got version 3, which introduced multi-threading, because in version 2 there was only one single event loop doing all the stuff, all neighbors and everything. And if you need to have separation of concerns, you saw that in the earlier talk, you need to have two instances. If one dies, then the other one can take over. In Bird 3, they changed it. They did multi-thread execution, and they shuffled a lot of stuff inside. So from the outside, it looks still like version 2 from a config interface. But in the inside, they changed a lot. And I thought, maybe I can try and check if the convergence changed with different routers in the different Bird versions. So what I did was I used this nice BNG blaster. I think there was a talk at DNOC 15. And this BNG blaster can produce BGP update messages and generate traffic for all the routes. So you can send in traffic and then toggle the routing table of the router you are testing. So I put Bird here, the different versions. And then you have receiving routers on the other end, where you can. So what I did here is send the traffic to RX1 and then toggle back to RX2, drop the routes of RX2, and then look at the three conversion times, which are on the lower end. I didn't invent everything on my own, so it's based on Christian Giese's work from RT Brick and the BNG Blaster project. If you're interested, the benchmark testbed from this talk is on GitHub, and the BNG Blaster project I also linked here, so if you look at the slides, you can check that out. Next thing, so here is the convergence of version 1.6.8. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to see huge differences in the Bird versions, so the convergence of 1.6.8 was similar to 2.17.2. And also similar to 3.1.4. I don't know why the 7 seconds there happened. I was not able to see any improvements there on the convergence times. Maybe it's possible if you have more neighbors. So that was some suggestion from someone here on the conference. Maybe if you have like 50 neighbors in parallel and do a lot of route juggling, maybe then you can see different convergence times between version 1, 2, and 3. But unfortunately, I was not able to reproduce it. So you can choose wisely what version you like, and all of them convert in a similar time. Yeah, that's my talk. Thank you.
Thank you, Marcel. We do have time for one or two short questions. Are there any questions? Anything online? All right. Thank you, Marcel.
Thank you.